I need to go work out. Like, my body needs it. Let me go and take care of my body. It's not like I'm going, in the past, it was like, I want to get big muscles because of the woman. No, it this I do this and it makes me feel great.
In this go-go-go society, where we're oftentimes honored for doing more and resting less, many of us actually find ourselves feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and disconnected from our true selves. And we oftentimes seek external solutions to our internal struggles, looking for quick fixes to numb the pain or distract ourselves from deeper issues. In this heartfelt and enlightening episode, John Barry, a multifaceted spiritual practitioner embracing labels such as energy alchemist, healer, guide, cosmic shaman, and energy channeler, shares his knowledge on how to rewire our programming and belief systems since transitioning into the realm of spiritual shamanism and intuitive healing. Welcome back, athletes. I'm your host, Sherry Chaban, and with each episode, I am honored to be your coach and guide in the journey to fall in love with fitness and ultimately yourself. My intention in each episode is to help you release the old story of who you are and step into the one you are always meant to be. Through these conversations, together, we will step away from focusing on all the doing and step into the being so that health and fitness is not just what you do, but who you are. In this episode of the podcast, John and I actually share our experiences growing up in Saudi Arabia, in case you didn't know that about me, and the challenges of explaining our unique childhood. John also dives into sharing his journey from being an electrical engineer to becoming a spiritual healer and channeler. We deep dive into the power of emotions, the importance of tuning into our intuition, and the role of energy and vibration healing. John offers practical tips for us for starting a healing journey, such as tuning into the breath and setting intentions. According to John, our emotions are the indicators of our life. And the quality of our emotions is also the quality of our life. And so what you're going to be walking away with today after listening to this episode with John is, number one, the importance of emotions and their connection to healing and life quality. Number two, the pursuit of happiness and the constant postponement of joy. Number three, connection between being aligned with purpose and channeling information. And finally, number four, the importance of being aware of programming and frequencies. Now we're just about to dive into it. And athletes, I want to quickly remind you that if you head on over to iTunes, you rate and review this podcast, giving me a 5-star rating, and then sending the screenshot on to sherry@sherrychaban.com, you're going to receive a 12-month premium version of the HitDex app. All you have to do is send in that email, and we are going to activate your 12-month membership for you on the HitDex app, where you can transform your health and your fitness in less than 7 minutes a day. All right, athletes, now let's get into it. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to see you again in such a long time.
I'm going to admit that this is probably my favorite conversation, because I'm connecting with somebody like from a past life, practically. And I don't know about you, but when I try to explain how I grew up to people, it's very difficult. It's very challenging to explain the environment in which we grew up. And so just to lay the grounds a little bit for those who are listening, I grew up in Saudi Arabia, and my parents worked for this oil company named Aramco. And I think at the time it was an American oil company. I think then it was bought out by the Saudis. And so basically the environment that we grew up in, John, was like this utopia where we lived on these compounds. We had basically access to everything that we would have in the US. Yet when you left this compound, then it was Saudi Arabia. And I'm curious for you too, how has that been ever since you left Saudi and just started explaining a little bit of your childhood? How has that been received?
That's funny you say that. It depends on how long of a conversation I want to have. Right. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, I was born here in Texas, because that's where I live still, or if I want to get more into it. And those conversations are happening more often. I share that I grew up in Saudi Arabia, and it's like, what were you doing there? But it's for me, I believe the world is shifting right now. And you mentioned the word utopia, and actually that's a word that my dad used the other day. We were talking about it. It's like, I feel in some ways that was a great model for community and what I desire a future world to look like. And so I feel in some ways that I grew up there to be able to have that perspective. Like, I love the idea of growing up with all these different cultures. Like, I didn't know what racism was until I came to the States, and it's just very interesting. It's very different. So
And we were all kids, and so it was just everything was just normal. Like whatever color you were, it was normal. Whatever religious background was normal. Whatever language we heard, it was normal. In fact, you expected that. We were all kind of like a mishmash of different places. And you know, it was interesting. I went to visit my brother a couple weeks ago in Toronto, and we were having that conversation. And you know, growing up, we were watching the movies RoboCop and Predator, and of course, these are all like rated R, right? But for whatever reason, we were still allowed to watch them, and like so gruesome. I cannot believe like he was 4 years old watching these things. But anyways, and so he's got like these, you know, RoboCop like not I want to say toys. They're like collector's items. Like he's got like books and comic books, and I didn't even know that RoboCop had comic books. But as I asked him, like, why are you so into this? And he's like, because this is like the link to my childhood. And I thought about it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so true. Like, even if I did want to go back to visit my childhood home, I can't. And even if I wanted to come back to that environment, it's not even the same. And so I realized that that's actually been a very big thing that's, I don't know if it's missing in my life, but I've always noticed that I don't actually have this home to kind of go back to, this like reference point of growing up from. I don't know if you've ever experienced that too.
Yeah, for sure. And it's funny you brought that up of wanting to go back. I had a very strong desire up to like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I'm going to go back because they do allow visitors to go back now. But I was working, I have a friend that's a healer, and she kind of like tuned into like, what's the energy there? Like, why do you need to go there? And I was like, I need to heal all these things. And she's like, you don't have to physically go there. We did a little work around it, and it was like, oh, it would be cool to go back, but I don't have to go back. So, yeah, and home, like, that's such an interesting question. You hear it all the time, like, home is where your heart is. And childhood, like, I believe, kind of like going into what we were talking about earlier about kind of quote unquote healing, we were talking about it offline, but, childhood, I feel like that's where so many things stem from, and it's important to be able to play and whatnot. And so my experience through healing and working with other people is that once we're able to heal certain things, we're able to tap in more to our play and to our fun and to our childhood. And so it's great that Shafa is doing that, like tuning into his childhood, because it's like all those emotions can come back and tune into them, and yeah, just being in that frequency and vibration could actually just heal things without having to do healing work. So it's very powerful.
And I'm super excited to get into this conversation. And so I've been sort of keeping up with, you know, people I've known in my past on Facebook, and it was so cool to see what you were doing. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe John's actually doing this work too. Like, this is so cool. And so we have to have this conversation. But coming back to what you said, and especially around childhood and emotions, and it's interesting, a lot of us don't even want to face emotions, or they find it so like, why am I going to talk about my emotions, and what does that have to do with anything? But in my opinion, our emotions are the indicators of our life, and the quality of our emotions is also the quality of our life. And so when we're kids and we're growing up and we're going through sometimes traumatic experiences, or there's things that we're doing or we're experiencing and we don't understand why, because we're vulnerable, we're small, we're not able to drive and go shopping and do things for ourselves, we tend to internalize a lot of the things that we're feeling. And kids specifically, up until about the age of 9, they feel emotional pain as physical pain. And so it's no wonder that they've learned how to just dissociate from that. So disconnect from the body, and energy gets trapped and stored. And so that ends up creating a lot of their perspectives in the future around life. And especially if a person is struggling with anxieties and fears, a lot of that stems from experiences in childhood, even if they don't recall it, and they're operating from that place. And again, if we're allowing ourselves to just let this come up and let the memory of these experiences come up, then I believe it's a beautiful pathway to healing. And if anyone is interested in exploring that, we're going to be sharing with you all of John's contact in the end, so you'll be able to reach out to him and see what he does. But let's first start with what you do, because I just learned that you were an electrical engineer, you had a marketing company, but now you're a spiritual shaman and you're a healer and you channel. And so all of these words, which I think are kind of buzzwords for some people, maybe let's just unpack that a little bit and let's
Sure.
start with your story. How did you even get into this space?
Wow. Okay. As you mentioned, I was on a journey through many different career paths. I was following what I was taught from a young age. Like, I'm half Asian, and so my mom was very much like, you have like hard work, you know, get a good house and family, and then you're going to be successful and happy. And so I followed that. I was an electrical engineer for a while and definitely realized that was not for me. I mean, it was great. It brought in money. I didn't have to think about things outside of work. Eventually, I became an entrepreneur. And with that marketing company, I reached the goals. I hit all these certain numbers that you're supposed to do to be happy. I was living with a beautiful girlfriend at the time. And when I hit that number, it was like, okay, cool. Where's my happiness? Where's my joy? And it's like I was surrounded by people that were like, oh no, you just got to keep going. That's where the happiness is. It's on the other side of that.
Oh,
And
wow.
so it was just kept going, you know, put my head down and make more money. And eventually it was just like, this isn't working. And through that time, like I to help with my business, I was always into personal development. I realized how beneficial that was. So I've learned like NLP. And just like Tony Robbins type stuff, all kinds of different modalities, right? And eventually I got to a point where it's just like, I'm not happy. I need to figure out something. Through that time, I had a friend that kind of recommended some plant medicine stuff, and I wasn't ready. And so he never pressured, and it just kept coming to me, and I was like, oh, okay, I think now is the time. He like hooked me up with a group to go sit with, and that was kind of like a big opening for me. It kind of like started shifting my trajectory, shifted my thoughts of what this reality is, and recognizing, hey, I'm not perfect. And yeah, and so just kind of started off my path on that, and so I continued doing work. I had someone come along and offer to buy my business. My partner at the time, she moved out, and all of a sudden I just had all this freedom and energy to, yeah, start allowing in what is for me. And so that's kind of like we started realizing I had other gifts and whatnot and started exploring those.
Wow.
And so it's kind of like how it got kickstarted. And then it's like a whole long story of what each step was, and it's like how I was being guided. Is what I believe. There's a lot of different lenses people could see these through, and so yeah.
Wow. It's super interesting how things line up in life, really, just to allow for other things to come in. And sometimes we see that as a loss, or sometimes we see that as things that we're losing, missing out on. But really, this is just a space opening for what is really meant for us. And I want to come back to that thing that you said earlier about, I thought I was going to do all the things and then finally be happy. And then work, 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 because there was a promise that on the other side of that is success and there's joy. And so, how many of us, and especially around our health and fitness, also have that same mindset? Once I look this way, then I'll be happy. And once I have the six pack, then I'll get the guy. And so it's super interesting because we're almost chasing this moving target the whole time, and we're promised this big, big reward. And my curiosity is always like, at what point then do you start to feel joy? Right? If the goal is, for example, to make $1 million, will you start to feel joy at 990,000, or is it at 500, or like when, or is it as soon as you hit the million? Right? And it's interesting because a lot of us are just living in this constant place of suffering, waiting for that thing to happen, putting our joy on the side, right, on pause until we finally experience that. And so, what are your thoughts around that now that you're working with so many people and really seeing people's pain and suffering? What have you noticed around that?
I recognize that there's something underlying that. That's a good question. There's something underlying like that. There's a thought or belief that's typically caused by some type of trauma, some type of story, some type of program that has been put into their system to believe that, hey, once you hit this, this is going to happen. So, I mean, I believe all of it's programs, all of its stories. And so society, right? Media, all these different things are programs that are put inside of us that if unaddressed, we automatically run those programs. And so I've recognized once we're able to shift people's thoughts, programs, beliefs, the stories that are running in their mind, they automatically shift. And so it's interesting. I was thinking about the health and fitness stuff. I was sharing with a friend the other day, is like, I've lost a lot of weight just by doing this healing work. And it's like, there's nothing I did. It automatically like reprogrammed my taste buds. It like reprogrammed, oh, I need to go work out. Like my body needs it. Let me go and take care of my body. It's not like I'm going, in the past, it was like, I want to get big muscles because of the woman and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, I do this and it makes me feel great. And when I feel great, that attracts and brings in what I want.
So good.
And just like food wise as well, I'm not attracted to certain vibration of foods anymore. I just can't handle it. I can't put it in my body. My body tells me what to eat.
Yeah.
It's all easy once we're able to work on the programs and the systems and whatnot. I know you recommend like people meditating, and there's so many different types of meditation. One thing I first started out doing was just observing the thoughts and just like not judging the thoughts and asking and observing, like, is this my thought? Because I believe, again, or we're like a machine and we're receiving, and we have like a radio. You could tune to different channels and you hear different voices that are coming in. Some of it's my mom's voice of like, oh, that's her program and that's embedded within me. Some of it's my dad, some of it's like media, some of it's like this program that I installed when I was on the playground and this boy said this to me. And so I think, these certain thoughts, this boy is like, oh, you're an idiot. So I was like, oh, John, you're an idiot. Like if you do this thing, everybody's going to think you're stupid. Like, and just observing those thoughts and recognizing and allowing them to be there and be like, okay, that's not my thought. That's not my, th oh, there's my thought. And so that's how I tune in to like what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to,
Wow.
work out. Like, what workout do I want today? My body, like, I've been able to tune in to that voice that actually is my body telling me, hey, we want exercise. Hey, it's scheduled to work out today, but we don't want you to work out. Like,
Yes.
and thinking, oh, I missed a workout today is actually so much better for my body in the long run than trying to push myself and be in this masculine energy of gotta do, gotta do, gotta do. And
Oh,
so,
so good. So good. This is what we call intuitive eating and intuitive movement. It's really listening and aligning to the messages that are going to serve you best. And just along those lines, let's maybe break it down to really channeling 101. And maybe we even have to talk about energy 101 and just to really understand what does it mean to be in resonance with a particular frequency? Or what does it mean, even as you shared earlier, the more joy I have in my life, I attract joy to me. Right. And whatever I'm feeling, whatever emotion I'm emitting, that's also what I'm pulling in. So whatever I'm putting out is also what I'm getting back. So can you just expand on that a little bit?
wow. Yeah. It's a simple concept and so deep as well. So my belief is that everything is energy. Everything is vibration. It's all vibrating at a certain frequency. There's actually a book called Power Versus Force, where the author, they did a study of that each emotion has a certain frequency and vibration. And so shame is actually the lowest one.
Yes.
Enlightenment is like the highest, but like joy is up there, love is up there, and whatnot. And so it's scientific that like vibrations attract like vibrations. So like what you mentioned and asked about of being in joy will bring more joy into our life. And again, our thoughts as well, our frequencies and vibrations. So what we focus on expands. What we like when we think a certain thought, it will bring it into our reality. It can bring into our reality. I believe it does bring into our reality. We just have to have the right lens to be able to see that we actually created that. And so my belief is awareness is very important. Awareness of our thoughts, of what we bring and put into our bodies, meaning like what do we listen to on the radio? What movies are we watching? Like the RoboCop movies and all the violence. Like, that is being put into our body and to our system. And you mentioned earlier as well, is like we can also allow those to get trapped into our body. Our bodies are like the best architecture and technology, I believe, that is here right now. Yeah, I have my own thoughts and beliefs around added technology that they're trying to add into it, but I believe we already have access and ability to do these things that they're trying to create
Yes.
for us.
So good. And sometimes these conversations around energy is just a little bit hard to grasp. And so I don't know if anyone's aware of this, but if you have two guitars and you strum a string, like a C string on one guitar, the other guitar will vibrate, right? And so I don't think that's the law of resonance. There's another term for it that'll come to me, of course, later after we're done talking. But it's amazing. It's remarkable. So try this experiment at home. And again, everything is vibration, right? What happens when you throw a pebble into a lake, right? You'll see the rings because that's really just how the communication happens in the whole universe. But it's everywhere there's vibration. So
Right.
when you talk about channeling, because I think these are maybe separate conversations. So healing through really just identifying your own thoughts versus programming thoughts or programmed thoughts, and then channeling through the divine. And
Right.
so how would you explain that a little bit more to somebody who's just entering into this space?
I think it's all similar. It's all vibration and frequency. And so, just like right now, right here, I'm holding the internet, right? Like, but I don't have the hardware to be able to interpret these signals that are here. But I believe, like I said earlier, this is technology, and we have the ability to receive signals and whatnot. So it's like telepathy. Like, there's been people that they've been shown that they could tune in to other people's energies and or like thoughts and beliefs, and that's not seeable, but there is definitely something happening there. And so, just how I was mentioning earlier, of these different thoughts that are coming in, these different streams that are coming in, I believe we're all able to channel something. And my strength in what I've been gifted is I'm able to tune in to many different channels and to recognize what they are, where they're coming from. Is this good? Is this bad? And we all have our own belief systems. So, not every single person is going to receive the exact same channel because they have their different life experiences. My languaging is different than someone else's languaging. Although my language does shift and change when I'm channeling different energies.
This is so cool. I had an experience. This was, I think, last week, probably after we connected. It was really weird. Of course, how things align, right? I got onto this call. It's a hypnotherapy mastermind that I was a part of, and this lady came in to speak to us, and she channels also. And it was the most bizarre thing, because this is the first time I actually ever watched this, like right in front of my own eyes. And it was as if she would disappear. And then this other, I don't know, this other force would almost speak through her. Her voice changed, her eyes changed. Like I'm literally watching her eyes. Something is happening. You could tell. And the way she was even answering some of these questions, it was so obvious that it wasn't her who was responding to it. And so when did you have that first experience that you noticed that you were receiving these messages or you were connecting to this other source of information?
The strongest when it first became very apparent, I was at not a retreat. It was kind of like personal development type thing. And so the first day he opened up and was like, "What if we're just all empty vessels and we're just all channels here to help each other?" And so there's a voice coming through me and it's coming out of my mouth to teach you a lesson. And also so I could observe it and learn the lesson as well. And so I was like, that's a cool concept, you know? And so kind of just played with that day. The next day I was in meditation and I was like, what if I'm just an empty vessel? And all of a sudden, just like all these words started coming into my mind. It just felt like this energy come over me. And I was preaching. I've never read the Bible. And the words that were coming through me, I started like typing into Google to be like, this is very strange because I was preaching. I was like, so energetic, and it was like verses from the Bible that I was typing in. I was like, okay, there's something here. I need to like harness this and make sure I'm doing things safe and properly. And so I've seeked out somebody to kind of help me with that.
Wow, that's so amazing. And as you're speaking, I want to say as a side note, I think we all also have that ability to channel. And I
Oh, yeah.
truly feel that when you're in that space, like you're in those higher vibrations above 500, 600, 700, emotions, joy and peace and calmness, when you're aligned with your gifts, when you're aligned with your purpose and your mission, the things that really light you up, I believe that when you are in that space, you are connected to the collective consciousness of knowledge, and that's where you are downloading information. And I notice that too, like sometimes when I'm coaching or sometimes when I'm speaking or recording, I'm like, where is this even coming from? And then I go and I look it up later. I'm like, it's a thing. I'm like, I don't even know where that came from, but how do I even know that? And it's like the most bizarre thing. And of course, then you get more and more into the space. And it really happens to me when I've taken care of me, which means when I've meditated, when I've started my day in calmness, then I'm connected. When I start my day in chaos, forget it. It's not happening. Right? So share with us then a little bit. Do you also feel that this is a gift and obviously you have that higher level, or is this something that we can all harness and start to begin to do as well?
I believe we all can. I think that's what intuition is. I think it comes through in many ways as well. So, like art, music, speaking, like public speaking, like I'm sure many of the listeners had experiences where they've done something and people call it flow, where their things are just happening for them, and they're like, and then they snap out of it, they're done, and they're like, where did that come from?
Yes.
Like, and I believe you're tuned in to something. It could be your higher self, it could be the greater power, whatever your belief system is completely fine. But yeah, I believe we can all do this. And it's kind of, I haven't gone through your intuitive eating stuff, but like I imagine that's what people are learning there, and we could all tune into that. It's available to all of us.
Wow, that's so powerful. Okay, so what does it mean then, and what do you do when you channel?
So I tune in. I believe we all have different teams, angels, guides, whatever you want to call that. I connect the spirit to God, and I'm able to tune in, like with permission to tune into other people and to tune into what frequencies they're receiving. And so that comes through me. So I can feel people's pain in their body, like, oh, what's happening in your right shoulder right there? Oh, when you're 7 years old, let's call in your 7-year-old, and we'll do some work with her. There's so many different things that are unseen. And so sometimes it's like challenging to explain, and sometimes for people to quote unquote believe until they experience it. But it's and even for myself, like I still have times where it's like, was that real? Did that happen? And then I'll get a reflection like, wow, I just hurt my right shoulder. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, this happened when I was 7 years old. I was just thinking about that the other day. And it's just because we carry these energies and frequencies through our system, and they're stored in different parts. And so there's a book called The Body Keeps Score.
Yes.
So stored emotions, stored thoughts, stored memories. And those are just frequencies and vibrations. And so we're able to tune into those and to either rewrite the story, or just to allow it to energetically release from our body, process the emotion. And the easiest way is to sit with your body, tune in, ask your body, what is there? Like, hey, something's tight right here in my shoulder. Hey, shoulder, I feel the tightness. What are you here to tell me? And just sitting with the emotion. Sometimes it could be sadness, sometimes it could be joy, and really just allowing yourself to experience that can shift many things for you.
I find for some of us who've gone through major trauma and experiences that we don't ever want to recall or bring up or ever feel again, how can we get past that?
Not wanting to feel it? Is that what you said?
So I noticed that with some of, let's say, the clients that I work with, for example, where they've gone through a lot of trauma in their past, and just getting them to sit in that emotion, just to release that emotion, sometimes even allowing yourself to re-experience that painful emotion. So what you were saying earlier, the sadness or the fear, how do we How do we allow for that? Because I think sometimes there's this feeling like if I allow for that, I'm never going to get out of it. If I feel that
Right.
sadness or that loss of my whoever in my past, then I won't ever be able to overcome that. It's just going to completely take over and it'll harm me in some way. So how do you help somebody overcome that fear of just sitting in that emotion?
So that's interesting. One of my gifts is that I help people kind of like energetically push through it. There's many other modalities as well that could help you get past the heaviness in the heart, pain. I definitely recommend with deeper traumas like that to have someone holding space is what they call it, or being in your presence to be able to guide you through the experience. Once people are able to get past a certain threshold, it becomes easier and quicker. And so I've had times where I've cried for like 2 or 3 seconds, and I've had clients where they're just like, and then there's like all this sadness is gone. Obviously, that's not like massive deep trauma, but they're able to focus on like smaller things like that to be able to deal with the bigger traumas. I kind of see things as like a glass, and it's like, how full is it? And when people come to work with me, I'm kind of like clearing out their energetic glass, like pulling out a lot of the heavier energies so that they could able to, sometimes they don't even see it. They don't even know the trauma is there until like we've pulled off the different layers.
Yes.
And then some of these bigger traumas have many layers, and so it could take time. And I'm not, saying everything's a miracle. There are sometimes people are able to release things. I've witnessed one of my old mentors. He does a lot just by language, by speaking and healing people, like physical symptoms by speaking words. And it's like 30-minute, 20-minute process, and their body starts to purge diseases out of their body by saying certain words and him holding a certain vibration. And so it's pretty powerful. So yeah, it's just, there's a lot of different levels, belief systems, but like, what are we believing? And kind of
Right.
like what we talk about thoughts and.
Wow. So last night, well, it took me 2 nights to watch this, but on Gaia, there's like this documentary just on water, and everything that you're saying is like stored in water, and so we're made up of 80% water, and so everything you're saying, why it makes sense to me that in 30 minutes of speaking certain words and certain intentions that you can actually create a transformation, is because if we actually do this experiment on plants or do this experiment on water, where we take a sample and we're speaking negatively to water, and then a sample where we're speaking positively, and then a sample where we completely ignore the water. There is an impact on each. And actually, what they found is the greatest negative impact where something actually rots is when it's ignored. And imagine that, absolutely no attention, even negative attention, at least that's attention. And as we can see how energy really, right, energy is just the attention. It's the holding space. It's really just being the present and being fully aware. I mean, it's really absolutely amazing that just with our own words, just with our own intentions, that we can create that impact. And yet most of us, we spend most of the day and most of our thoughts speaking very negatively to ourselves, not just to other people, right? We allow certain words for ourselves that we wouldn't allow other people to say to us. And so I'm just curious, John, when you start to do this work, because we do this work and then there has to kind of always be this maintenance, I think, right? So even though we've done this in the past and there was this traumatic event or experience, we were able to uncover it through a session, what kind of work still needs to be continued in order to still continue to see those results or not even add in another layer, let's say, of trauma?
I think, I mean, like things are always happening in our lives, right? And I recognize for myself, I'm here to help other people. So that family, ancestors, and whatnot. So there's so many different layers that are actually stored within our system. So I don't know if we ever come to an end maintenance-wise. That's a good question. I see it as like doing quote unquote healing work is everything. So me eating healthy all the time, getting enough rest, getting my meditation in, going to the gym, like I get massages, I have different body workers, and all these things are adding quote unquote to my healing process. Because I go to the gym, I believe I've heard this from someone else, is that everything is a ceremony. Like, our life is a ceremony. And if you go into a ceremony, you go into ceremonies with an intention. So if I go into a workout, and I don't do this every time, but it's like, I want to let go of anything that no longer serves me. I choose to receive what's meant for me. You know, you could go into all these different things within a set intention and get healing work through anything. I know one of the greatest healers I know, he was just sharing the other day of his intention, like how he gets his work is washing dishes. And he's like, how? And he plays it as a game, and but he's doing healing and powering his mind and all stuff because he's like, how fast can I wash these dishes with the least amount of water and least amount of soap and
Wow.
not be distracted by anything else that's happening around me? You know, he's like, focus on this one dish, get it super clean. And it's just interesting, is like how much we can put intention to anything that we do, and anything could be quote unquote healing or growth oriented, all with intention and belief.
So good. So, if we were to give somebody then who's listening some actionable steps to start to move towards healing before, of course, they contact you, what can you share with them? What is a good way for them to maybe start to just enter that space and that journey?
I think number one is tuning into our breath. So, like being present, coming into the now, like what is happening and what's the one thing you're actually in control of? And that is our breath. Like, our breath shows us that we're here. We could always come back to our breath. And so, being intentional and taking deep breaths and just focusing on that is, I mean, I think our breath is everything. And so, that's the quickest and easiest part. I think picking up some type of meditation practice, whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't mean like you have to go in the mountains and like there. I got started, and there's so many people that used to share this. It's like you got to cancel all your thoughts. You can't have any thoughts. And my belief is like, I mean, you're always going to have thoughts. I think they're always there. Even you thinking you have no thoughts, I think there's thoughts that are there. And so just observing and paying attention to your breath. There's so many good meditation programs that are out there. And so I think those two are like the biggest things to get started. My biggest leaps, I feel, is like when I work on my own body. So, like working on my gut, eating proper foods, and just moving, going for a walk. Those are all things to really get the process going. And again, like setting the intention, because you could go for a walk and heal. Like, just asking, like, my belief is that we could put out questions or like commands. So that's one of my specialties. I have access to many commands, ancient commands, whatever you want to call them, that will tell the universe, hey, I'm ready for this. I'm committed to this. Let's make this happen. Let's get it done. And so it's like setting an intention. Hey, I'm going to go on this walk. I'm ready to start. Like, bring me what I need to know right now. It could be simple as that, for my highest and best good. Something simple, like just paying attention, allowing, being in the moment.
So good. So good. And I want to add in that thing that you said earlier about just tuning into the body and just, hey, shoulder, what's up? Like, what are you trying to tell me, right? Because all of our emotions also are trying to speak to us. So powerful. This is so good. This is so good. I have more questions about this, the information that you get, the commands that you get. So just whatever you want to share around that. What is some of maybe the information that you tune into, and and how has that actually helped you, your life, and maybe even other people that you help and guide through their own healing journey?
My biggest, let's see. I'm shown kind of like what the future looks like and what my purpose here is on Earth. So I'm able to tune in to many different things. I'm able to tune into kind of like what's happening in the world right now. And kind of going back, or not going back, but like talking about intuition and everybody having intuition. I think it's so important right now that we're able to tune in to our intuition, to know what our yeses are and what our noes are, what is the truth and what is not our truth. I think we all have different truths, possibly. But there's so much misinformation that's out there that our body knows what's best for us. Our mind, no, I'll just say our body, knows what's best for us. And so you could tune in and see, like, is this movie good for me to watch? Is this what they're saying on the news correct? Is the government telling me this thing right now, is that really true or not? Because, the past couple of years they've said things and now they're reneging and saying, hey, actually, we were wrong about that. But they've stated it like facts. And if you're in tune to your knowing, to your higher self, you're able to decipher those truths. So I kind of got on a tangent. What was the question?
Now I'm like, I want to hear more of this. No, just some of the information that you maybe received, but along the lines of what you were saying, I don't know what your opinion is, but I feel that when we actually reconnect with nature, we reconnect with the frequency of the universe, the frequency of the earth, that's where we really actually can reconnect and get those messages and really learn how to be more intuitive. But when we're in front of cell phones all day and we've got media all over us and all kinds of electrical interferences, that also interferes with our natural frequency. So I think that's also maybe something that we can all just start to experiment with. Do you notice that you feel really good when you go for a walk and you're outside and you smell the fresh air and even just changing your state for just a few minutes and see what happens? So I think that's very powerful. But it looks like you had something. Go ahead.
I was just loving what you're saying because I also ground. I have actually stuff that protects me, the EMFs, keeping those out and whatnot. But nature is so important. That's like what I was talking about programming earlier. I was mentioning like social media and actual different medias and the internet. It's actually frequencies that are coming into our system that are helping program. And you got to be aware of who's behind the programming, right? And so when we're in nature, that's a different type of programming. They're sending out frequencies and energies as well. And so, like you said, I believe it helps us heal. It helps us get back to our own original programming. And so that's what I help people do. So I'm helping people. I used to do a program. It was called Unlocking You. And so my belief was that we come here, we're perfect human beings, and then we get put into a family that has its own issues and trauma, and then the school, like all the different people around us keep on stacking all these different programs, kind of like on your cell phone, you're adding all these different apps that are running in the background, bringing down your actual processor speed, I guess. And then there's viruses, and there's so many different layers to that, right? And so I help people release these things energetically. So I'm like going in, helping release people, like actual, I see people's viruses. People experience that. Like they could feel it in their body of knowing, oh, holy crap, I had a virus inside of me. Like I had, different things within us. And again, that's energetically, but then there is the physical as well. Like that's kind of like why I talked about the gut. You have these living things within us that are emitting these frequencies that could be affecting our thoughts. And so,
So powerful. So powerful. Okay, last question. I feel like I just have so many questions for you. I promise this will be the last one. Okay.
That's all good.
Someone's listening and they're like, okay, healing, this whole healing business, like, what do I need to heal? Like, I feel fine, right? Because we think that healing is there has to be an injury, there has to be some sort of abrasion, there's a wound. And so, what do you really mean by healing? And how do you know that this is healing or that you've healed from something?
Right. I actually don't use the word heal. I'm not a fan of that term because that implies that someone is sick, something is broken. And I don't believe any of us are broken. I think we're great how we are. And there's just things that have been put on top of us, kind of like what I was explaining, that kind of change our perspective of what this reality is. And so it's just required that we unprogram, we unlearn what is not us.
Yeah,
And
so good.
so how do we know we're done? I don't know that. Kind of like what I said earlier, but as I continue on this path and on this journey and working with other clients, they experience the higher frequency emotions that we talked about earlier, feeling more joy. And that doesn't mean they're never feeling sadness. Like I will have periods of time where I'm just like actually a little bit worse because I'm now in tune to all my emotions. I'm able to access the lower emotions as well, even deeper. And so it's kind of like, oh, I'm here. Let me just sit with the sadness, have to process it through. And a lot of times the pendulum will swing eventually to the other side of like that joy. But my typical, and then it seems like our resting points become higher and higher. And so I think we're done once we are at the frequency, like the resting frequency that we desire.
So good. Or when we return back wherever we came from. So good, John. I want to thank you so much for your time. I would be so selfish that I would really easily steal another hour from you, but I appreciate your time today. And if someone wanted to reach out to you to learn how to work with you or to connect with you for more info, where could they go to do that?
Sure. Everything is Real John Barry. So my website is Real, REAL, John, JOHN, Barry, BARRY.com. And then I post a lot on Instagram, Real John Barry. And so that's probably the best two places to find me. Started traveling more now, doing work, doing group sessions, and I'm always traveling the world, doing energetic work with the sacred sites and stuff. And so, yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we'll definitely add all that into our show notes. So thanks again for your time. I really love this conversation.
Me too. Good seeing you, Sherry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fall in Love with Fitness. Whether you're already on your fitness journey or just getting started, we're in this together. Just head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review, and you'll be entered into the drawing to win my 6-week transformation course. Then go to fallinlovewithfitness.com and get your free gift from me so you get back your energy and reinvigorate your life. Join me on the next episode, and remember, you are an inspiration.